As we know, the halacha requires that once the Sheva Berachot has been said, then there has to be some kind of a yichud, which means the husband and the wife are supposed to go, officially speaking, in order to be able to consummate the marriage, to a separate room, which means it says that hachnasa levayit, which means you need to bring the kala into your house, and that consummates the marriage. So the question is, by Ashkenazim, as we know, right after the Sheva Berachot, they have cheder yichud, which means the husband and the wife, right now that they just got married, they enter into a room, and for the duration of, let's say, 5 minutes, with having two edim outside, two witnesses outside, so they make this room seclusion of the husband and wife, that's the requirement, and then that consummates the marriage. By Sefaradim, however, this minhag is not done. So the question is, however, you just said Sheva Berachot. If you're going to go into your own private house in 3 hours, 4 hours from now, why should that not consider to be a hefsek, an interruption, and the beracha would automatically perhaps become beracha lebatala? Because, what do you mean? You eat, you dance, you talk, and then after 3-4 hours, you go into your own house. So you need hachnasa labayit, entering of the kala into your house. So that's going to take place in 4 hours. So where is the yesod of such a custom? So writes Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, he says by Sefaradim, this is our custom lema'aseh, and therefore, ein chatan v'kala mityachadim achar hachupa. We don't do it. Why? Because he brings, let's say, from Harav Ezra Atiye, the Rosh Hashiva of Porat Yosef, and he says, v'gedole rabbanim ha-sefaradim, lo ayu osim yichud achar hachupa. They wouldn't do it. ועד רבה, ראו בזה מנהג מכוער לעשות כן בפני קהל ועדה. There is such a thing to be מנהג מכוער, which means improper, minimum to say, improper custom to do such a thing, to take the חתן and the כלה into a private room to have עדים outside, and everybody sees such a thing. No, even though that you need הכנסה לבית, entering of the כלה into the house, no such thing at all whatsoever. He says, גדולי האחרונים, saw this to be improper, as I just mentioned. So therefore, and it comes from the minhag of Rabotenu, comes from Kama Gedolim, Mehem Masad bin Yamin, Shire Knesset Gedola, Shara Melech, Nar Pekut, Zivche Sedek, Harab Abdullah Somech, who was the Rebbe of the Ben Ishchai, all of them hold not to do Yichud right after the Sheva Berachot. Harab Ezra Atiye, Harab Yehuda Tzadka, Rosh Hashiva Purat Yosef, Harab Hagon Harav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, Zecher Tzadikim Livracha. So therefore, he says, all of them held, don't do it. Harav Avadia also. Lachen ein levatel haminhag shelanu. Kol hamishaneh yado al hatachtona. Whoever changes our costume, he's not doing what's proper. Motzila azal hakadmonim. And also, he says, motzila azal hakadmonim, which means, as if to say, you are saying something against the tradition that we have that comes all the way from hundreds of years ago. So the question is, however, there are those who ask a major, major question. What do I do with the fact that kol mitzvot mevarech alein over la'asiyatan? You have to do the mitzvah just prior to the performance of the mitzvah. Otherwise, if you interrupt it, it could be berachah lebatala. He said over here, birkat nisuin, the sheva berachot that you say under the chuppah, those seven blessings are birkat shevach, praises to Hashem. And when it comes to praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't require that it should be over la'asiyatan. Says, for example, let's say birkat asher yatzar. When a person goes to the bathroom and let's say he uses the facilities, so you have, according to some rishonim, half an hour, according to others, you have 72 minutes. But let me say, since it's birkat shevach, all the berachot are divided into three aspects. You have birkat shevach, birkat hanehenen, enjoyment when you come to eating of the food, and birkat ha-mitzvot. Birkat ha-mitzvot you need right away, right after the beracha, you need to do the mitzvah. Birkat shevach, you have time. So therefore, this is also considered to be birkat shevach. Shesarich liyot, he says, when it comes to birkat shevach, kol sheni nidyachadu achar kach, let's say after 4 hours they are going to go into their own either private room, either hotel room or a private house. He says, Shapir Rami. And when it comes to Edim, you don't need Edim. So this is the Shita of Rav Ovadia, that this is the explanation that what he gives it, that you don't need Edim at all whatsoever. He says, however, there are those who raise an objection. Says there is such a thing also when it comes to Beracha on the Thunder. The Shulchan Aruch says that let's say Imhaya Yoshev Bet HaKiseh. Let's say an individual was sitting in a location that you cannot make a Beracha. Veshamar Amim, you heard the Thunder. Im Yachol Latze Toch Kele Dibur Yotzeh Umevarech. If you could come out and within a second, the time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is a second or two, right after the Thunder, you make a Beracha. Veim Lav Yom Lo Yevarech. So therefore there is an objection. I feel when it comes to Birkat Shevach, even if you say Sheva Berachot is Birkat Shevach, but what do you do with the fact that the Shulchan Aruch also gives a limitation? So therefore there are those who objected to this and they said, no, you have time, but not so much time. Talk to the Dibur. So he says, listen here. You mean to tell me according to the other custom that let's say the by Ashkenazim that they go right after the Chupa, right after the Sheva Berachot, they go into Cheder Yichud. You mean to tell me if the Chatan starts talking to his friends and wishing them Mazal Tov and giving them blessings, that or have other type of conversation, that will be Berachot Lebatala, all the Sheva Berachot was Berachot Lebatala? Of course not. So therefore, Lema'aseh, he says, however, as far as the thunder, your objection as far as the thunder is concerned, he says, when it comes to thunder, if it's not done Toch Kele Dibur after the hearing of the thunder, what are you saying a blessing on? It's nothing to be effective on. So therefore, when it comes to thunder, you have the limitation of Toch Kele Dibur. Over here, however, when it comes to Birkat Sheva Berachot, he says, even if the Yichud is going to be coming Achar Kach, 4 hours from now, Mikol Makom B'Shada Berachot, Nikar Alma, Bab Birkat HaShevach, it is recognizable, that originally, when you said the Beracha, even after a couple of hours, it's still recognizable for what purpose you said the Birkat Sheva. So, and also he says, according to some Rishonim, anyway, to begin with, the fact that you raise the Talit on top of the Chatan and Kala's head, so then automatically it's assumed to be, that's also considered to be Chupa. That's why otherwise, how can you make 2 Sheva Berachot? 1 Sheva Berachot at a time under the Chupa. Then you say at the end of the Birkat Hamazon. So must be that there was some kind of a Yichud. So the fact that you put them under the Chupa, that's considered to be the canopy, that's considered to be to a certain extent the Yichud. So therefore, our custom has many, many sources to this. So that by Sefaradim, therefore, after the Chupa, he writes very strongly that B'makum minhag lo amrinan safik berachol akel. Whenever we have such a custom and established based on Gedolei HaPoskim, we don't say Safek Berachot La'akel, it's Birkat Shevach, you have time. So therefore, at the end of the day, it has major, major foundations that we should continue. And each, as we know, each community is supposed to follow their own custom when it comes to this. So by Sefaradim, we don't do Cheder Yichud, by Ashkenazim, they do it. So they have each of the communities are supposed to follow their own custom.